You pray. Does the Bible say, now look, I could stand here and preach, you've heard that all along. But the Bible said that in the last days, right at this time, before the coming of the Lord, that there'd be a spirit come on earth in veiled in human flesh, man, like it was at Sodom, and would be able to discern the thoughts of the mind, like that angel did there, as it was in the days of Sodom. How many understand that? Just raise up your hands. That you caught it, you know. Exactly. Then who was that? That was Christ in that man. Now, he was a man. He wasn't a theophany. He wasn't a myth. He wasn't a myth. He was a man. He eat flesh, drinking milk, eat bread. Now, I'm not that man. But the Spirit of Jesus Christ is here. And you can be that man, or whoever he chose to be that one, that he can work through. He that will overcome himself, overcome his own thoughts, overcome the world, overcome all things. Then I'll give him the morning star to reflect the light. What light? The light of the approaching sun. Now, if you got an infirmity, does the Bible teach? I'm going to ask these ministers that. And you are, does the Bible teach that right now Jesus Christ is our high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities? Does the Bible say that? All that believe that, raise your hand. Is that right, minister? Now, if he's the same high priest that he was then, only his corporal body sits at the right hand of the Father God, but his spirit is here working in his church. You believe that? And the church, the morning star, is reflecting his light. Now, when does that star shine? Just not through the night, just the daylight, just before day. That approaching sun brings forth that light. Now, it's never been since that time until now, because Jesus said it would not be. That's right. But now we're here. Now let the God of heaven who wrote this word, let the Son of God who died and rose again, and is ever-living present, let that high priest that is the Son of God come to me and speak and use my body, use my lips, because the only lips he has is yours and mine. See, his body is at the right hand of God, will not return. When that returns, it's all over. But his spirit is here, working. He said, I am the vine, you're the branches. The vine doesn't bear fruit. It only gives life to the branch to bear fruit. Now, it'll bear the same kind of fruit that the life is in the vine. And if Jesus is the same yesterday and forever, it'll produce that life. Now, if he's a high priest and you can touch his garment, you say, oh, I believe I can touch him. Yeah. Yeah, I believe it. No, he didn't act like that when he was here. That woman touched his garment and he turned around and called her. Is that right? If he's the same high priest, he'll act the same way if Jesus is the same yesterday and forever. Now you pray. Let the God of heaven, our precious Heavenly Father, give. And if he will do it, how many will be happy over it and love him? Just raise your hand and say, see, we got to have something. I've just been preaching. A few nights we'll get into this. Let me say this to you, friends. This ministry here will continue on, but there's something that man who know me, know this the truth, that something happened a few weeks ago is so great, I won't even say it to the audience. But there's man sitting here that know it. I hear that it's already done. That's right. It's true. It's far beyond. Remember when I come first telling me what would come? That thing happened, man. Come told you another just discernment would come, and he said, now that's happened. Now I tell you, this has already come. It's just waiting the hour, just before the breaking of the day, yonder. It'll approach forth, and then the end will be. May the Lord bless. I pray. Say, oh, high priest of God. Oh, let here, you may raise your head just a moment. I thought it was that lady at the end. It's just this lady sitting there. She's praying for a trouble she has, which is dropsy. That's right. I don't know you.
God knows you. But that's what you're praying about. Now you feel a real strange, sweet feeling around you. Isn't that right? Would you just stand up to your feet just a minute? Is that true, what I said? It's the truth. Here, wait just a minute. There's something else about the woman. I see her shattered. And she knew that death was over. Yes, you've been in my meetings before. You had, at that time, a cancer. And the cancer was in the lungs. And I prayed for you. And the second day, you coughed the cancer out of your mouth and been well ever since. Thus saith the Lord. Are those things true? All right. All right, you may be seated. You have what you asked for. God bless you. You just have faith in God. Now, what could do that but Jesus Christ? Here, I see a little woman sitting right out here. She's praying. She's a burden-hearted person. I don't know her. I don't know where she'll get it or not. Yes, here's her name. Her name's Miss Stan. She's praying for a daughter that has mental trouble. Do you believe the Lord Jesus will heal that woman? If that's your name and that's the truth, stand up on your feet and believe with all your heart. I do not know the woman. I've never seen her in my life as far as I know. But whatever was said, is that the truth, lady? If it is, right. Go home. I pray that God will give you your desire. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe. Here's a man sitting right over here. He's praying. I don't know him. Never seen him in my life. I've got lights hanging over him. Something's happened. Just in the last moment. The man has a burden on his heart. He's got some kind of a vertebrae trouble in his back. He's got lung trouble also. And he's praying for also a mental case, a daughter. Mr. Lampard, something like that. That is right, sir. Stand on your feet and accept it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you, sir. See what happened? From this woman to that man, both of them praying for the same thing, that evil spirit. Now remember, I don't know you, do I, sir? No, I don't know none of you all. That's right. But see what the Holy Spirit is here? How that devil was trying to get that connection there and break it up, but the Holy Spirit run it right over there. As soon as you seen what happened to her, you thought the same thing. If that's right, wave your hand. Like that the man was called. Oh, that's it. How? I'm not reading his mind. I don't know him. But that's exactly what's the truth. I cannot heal. But you cannot hide your life now. The Holy Spirit here is a gift. If you will believe with all... I see a woman sitting right in here praying. Just a minute, the light of the Holy Spirit, that pillar of fire, is over the woman. Well, that's a strange thing. She's got a burden on her heart. She's praying for another woman. And that woman has a disobedient son that she's praying for. If you believe with all your heart, you'll get right. A little woman sitting right back here with her head bowed. She's got eye trouble she's praying for. She was healed once before in one of the meetings when I was here in the prayer line. If you believe with all your heart, you can have what you ask for. Mm-hmm. Back there, you with the lady. You're worried about... it's about the prayer cloth, the handkerchief that you've got laying up here. Or you brought up here. And you're wanting to leave tomorrow. You have to leave, so you have to take the handkerchief, these handkerchiefs to them people that you prayed for. You believe you'll be healed? If you believe it with all your heart, you can have it. Amen. What is it? The Holy Spirit. What about you? You believe me to be God's prophet, His servant? You hear? Laying on the stretcher. I cannot heal you, lady. You're seriously sick. Very sick. Sicker than you've been told. But if I'll tell you what your trouble is, or where it's at, will it cause you to believe God and accept Him as your healer? That's the only hope you have, is through Christ. It's in your blood.
That's right.
Spiritually, too. If I tell you who you are, you think God knows who you was with the Holy Spirit? You've got a contact with God. If you believe it, Miss Smith, you can rise up and go home. You believe it? That thing's true, isn't it? Then get up on your feet, take up your bed, and go home and be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. He'll give you strength. Rise up from there and take up your bed and go on home. Believe it. Are you believing on the Lord Jesus Christ? Don't be afraid. He'll provide the strength of these. God's getting to act on what they... All right. You believe now, all of you? How many of you in here wants to be healed just now? How many believes that the Holy Spirit... Is that exactly what He said would be in the evening time? It shall be light. What kind of light? The same high priest that come in the east is shining in the west. The same God, the same power. Watchman, what of the night? Oh, morning stars. Every one of you that's believers, raise your hands. Now put your hands on somebody next to you. Let me quote His words to you. Let me tell you what He said. These signs shall follow them that believe. Who said that? The same one that's here. The same one that's proving Himself. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is there any more wheelchairs? Is there any more prostitutes? All right, lay your hands on one another. Our Heavenly Father, we bring this audience to You as morning stars to reflect the faith of Jesus Christ that said that whatever the Father shows me that I do, they're laying hands on each other, believing for their healing. Let them shine just now, Lord, as the Holy Ghost shines forth and proves Himself here. He is the sun that's shining on the stars. May they receive the light of the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and be healed just now. I condemn every sickness in this building in the presence of the Holy Ghost, in the presence of the angel of God who's here now. I condemn every sickness. Oh, you devils that's trying to hold these morning stars, trying to smoke up their lives. They're rising, filling their lamps and trimming them, setting them afire with new faith. May they burn through every sickness. May the light shine. May they rise and shine and trim the light. Clean out the chimneys that the light of the testimony of the resurrection of Christ might shine through. Satan, you are defeated. You're exposed. Whether anyone with common ordinary human intelligence should know that man cannot do this. It takes the power of Holy Ghost. And that's His promise. That's His word. And He's fulfilled it. And you're defeated, Satan. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Go from these people. May they go and be well. For I ask this to be in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Do you believe on Him? Do you accept Him? Do you accept your healing? Then never have a negative testimony. The very Holy Spirit that made the promise, the very Christ that died, the same morning star, the same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel, the same one that worked through Jesus, that He returned back to God and smote Paul blind as a still the great light that followed the children of Israel on His road through the mess. The same thing is here tonight, doing through human bodies just exactly what He's done through human bodies that eat flesh and meat at the day of Sodom, and He said, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of God. That is the Holy Spirit. He's here receiving. He's yours. Your morning stars. Don't be drunken out by the things of the world. Don't be distrailed by little things that's taking place. Right above that, and receive Christ tonight and be healed, every one of you. I command you to Him in the name of Christ as I turn the service to the pastor. God bless you.
Now, one word from Him will be more than thousands that I could say. Now that you might know, now those people out there, wherever they were, had no prayer card. You just keep praying. Keep praying. Now here's people with prayer cards to show you that a prayer card has nothing to do with it. Show you that the Spirit of God is here. I'd just like to say a word to this man. This man, as far as I know, I don't know him. I know nothing about him. He might have seen me, been in a meeting, looked at me, and so forth, and I might have seen him somewhere. I couldn't say that. I don't know. But to look at him in the face, to look at him that way, God knows my hand, I've never saw him in my life.
just to know him, unless I'd seen him and wouldn't know him. But now, the man's standing here for some purpose, for some cause. I don't know. But it's seemingly that he's in a desperate condition. But if the Holy Spirit will tell me just something of it, so that the other people down along this line can see that that Spirit that knows everybody in here has me anointed. And the Bible predicted that it would be just that way in this day. Surely it would make them have faith. Would it make you have faith if the Lord could tell me what your trouble was like he did the woman? Would it help you? Would it help the rest of you people in the prayer line? Would it help you? Would it help you out there to believe? I'm just going to take a moment and talk to you. Now, sir, we're perfect strangers. Just like Philip, that found Nathaniel, you come tonight. You come here, just a man walked in here, and somebody give you a prayer card, and here you're standing on the platform. I don't know you and know nothing about you, but the Holy Spirit is here who does know you. Now, if God can reveal to me something that would show you, that tell you the truth, you know whether it's the truth or not. You know that much. If it's told you something it has been, you know whether that's true or not. Then if he knows what has been, surely he'll know what will be. If you know that's right, then whatever he says will be, it's got to be right. That's true. Now if I said, praise the Lord, hallelujah, you're sick. Sure, you're standing on a platform, you're here for something. You might not be sick. I don't know. But if I say, praise the Lord, are you sick? You say, yes, sir. Hallelujah. The Lord says you're going to get well. You say, praise the Lord, walk away. That could be true. That could absolutely be the truth. But how much greater is it who can go back down in your life and tell you what you have been? Then come here and tell you what you have been and what you will be. That's the infallible part. And you're the judge of this. At least 500 or 600 people here tonight, and you know that it would, whether that's the truth or not. Now, will every person in here believe, you said, that the Lord grant it? Father God, I can't have no contact with a man. It's up to you, Lord Jesus. There's so many of you out there praying. Makes it hard for one on the platform. You have to kind of hold back, or if it just be a burst over the platform out in the audience. Now he is. He's aware now that something's taking place. That's right, isn't it? A man's actually shattered to death. He doesn't look it, but he is. It's cancer. That cancer is a stomach cancer. It comes from an ulcer. It's been on for some time. It's grown worse until it's come into a cancer without hope now. And you've accepted Christ, but you have one time been a Christian and backslid, then just come back to God recently. That's right. Yes, that is true. And you've got a burdened heart for somebody. You believe God can reveal to me who that somebody is? Would it help you? Would it help you to believe? It's your mother. You believe God can tell me about her? Something wrong with her hip if she's in a hospital. She's a great woman. She was healed in one of my meetings before. Thus saith the Lord. Come, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, laying hands upon the man with this audience of people, condemning the evil, may he go and be well in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Come, baby. If I don't say one, you know I know what's wrong with you, don't you? But if I don't say one word, it's all right, is it? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal the woman. May she go and get well in Jesus' name while we pray. Amen. Your heart troubles bless you now. You can go home. You know you must believe God, or that cancer would kill you. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that in Jesus' name that you'll help her and heal her while we all pray for her and lay hands upon her, saying these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. In Christ's name, amen. God bless you, sister. Go believing now with all your heart. Precious Lord, I pray that you'll heal our sister, and may she leave here tonight and go home and be well while this great host of people is praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I didn't tell you what was wrong. You believe it anyhow? You believe it? Well, your heart trouble's gone, so you...
Hallelujah.
Our Heavenly Father, I pray for this dear man. May your Holy Spirit come upon him and make him well. I pray that you'll heal him in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, sir. Our Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll make our brother well. May your Spirit be upon him and completely heal him for your glory. Amen. Bless you, sir. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal our sister. And may these people that are praying along with your servants, may they be healed in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you, sister.
Yes.
Go believe him. Our Heavenly Father, give this man a blood transfusion. May the power of God come upon him and take this horrible thing away from him. In Jesus' name, may he be healed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you, my brother. You want to go eat your supper? All right, go ahead. Your stomach's trouble left. It seems like if you don't say nothing, the people don't seem to get it. Now, don't do that. See, God's just as great whether I tell them anything or not. You believe that? Just as great as the same God. He knows all things, does all things. He's just God. Not like this woman here. You believe me, sister? As God's servant, you believe that I told you the truth out of that Bible? You believe God can tell me something about you? You do. All right? You're suffering with a throat trouble. That's right. Not only that, but you're a preacher to begin with, a lady preacher. And then you're praying for somebody, a close friend of yours that's got cancer. That's thus saith the Lord. Go now, believe. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll make the woman well in Jesus' name. Amen. Come, sister dear. Now, the people are praying for you out there, everybody now. Lord, I pray that you'll heal her and make her well in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Come. Speak English? Speak English? You're back. That's right. Raise your hand if that's true. Raise up your hand. Go now. Back to your people. Jesus makes you well.
Amen.
Amen. Come believe me. You go believe for her too? Lord, come. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll make her well. Grant it, Lord. May your Spirit and power come upon her and heal her. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, I pray for this man. I lay myself against him as my brother. I pray that the Holy Spirit that's now present will anoint him with faith also that he will believe while the church is praying. In Jesus' name, amen. Come, sister, you believe? Lord Jesus, I pray for our sister along with this church of the living God that you'll heal her and make her well. Amen. Bless you, sister. Come, sister. Our Heavenly Father, as I lay hands upon this, our sister, in Jesus' name, may she be made well. Amen. Bless you, sister. The little fellow, you believe that he'll get well? Heavenly Father, cursed be the devil that has afflicted this child. May he be well in Jesus' name. Amen. Go down now. Be all right. God bless you, Father. My Heavenly Father, I lay hands upon him. In the name of Jesus, may your Spirit come upon them and be made well in Jesus' name. The Lord bless us, our brother, and may he have the desire of his heart given him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Everyone be reverent and be praying. Just be praying with me. When I'm praying for the people, you pray with me. Are you doing that? Everybody pray. Now, the Lord be blessed. How many remembers when he used to take the people by the hand? Remember that? You believe it still works? I don't know the lady. Is that right? We're strangers. Put your hand on mine. There you are. Come here, boy. No. Thank you. Come here, Billy. I know what's hit, but it caused a vibration from you. Let's have your hand. I want you to look here. That's my ball. There's nothing wrong. See, ain't my hand just an ordinary like this hand? All right. That's all right, Billy. Now we'll put your hand on it. Now, what a difference. See, it's 12 and little white things running over it? Vibration. Now, watch here. I'll put this other hand on. It's not there now. No swelling or nothing. Not seeing pain. Well, there it is. Now, you're just as much human in this hand as you are in that hand. But see, all these people here in the audience remember that when the mission was given me 14 years ago by an angel, he said, you have the people to give you their right hand that's pledging their faith that you're sent. My left hand to them and my right hand to God. Now, lay your hand on here and watch something. Now, there it is. This swell, puff up, look up my sleeve here. That just feels like I got a little something moving. Now, here's what it is. I don't know it this time. Now, you just look here. Kidney trouble. That's right. See?
Thank you.
Now that is by, now that's that gift. Now watch. Now, just raise up, kind of pray to the high priest for somebody, for something or another. Yes? You are praying for somebody. They have ulcers. That's right. That's discernment. Believe now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, may this be. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that in Jesus' name, that she'll be healed. Amen. Come, sister. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll make her well in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come, brother. Be ready to get rid of this from the old king. Lord, I pray that you'll help him. You must if he lives. I pray that the spirit of evil and sickness will leave him in Jesus' name. And God bless you. Our Heavenly Father, I pray for the woman that you'll make her well. May the Holy Spirit be upon her and make her well in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, sister. Heavenly Father, I pray for our sister as this great mighty church of the living God here is praying tonight. Hundreds of prayers are going to you right now for these people. You can't turn them down, Lord. I pray that you'll heal her in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you believing? What was it? Somebody, is this little girl here to be prayed for? Our Heavenly Father, let thy spirit in thy mind be upon me. Father God, I pray for this lady when I get up on the platform. I pray that you'll heal her and make her well in the name of thy son Jesus. While all this great man is
doing,
may the affliction leave our sister and she be healed. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh God, bless this sister. I pray for her that she'll be with me. Grant that she'll be with me, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Look up here. You believe? You speak there? You believe that withering away of that muscles and things will be all right and you'll be well?
Thank you.
You've been seeking God lately, haven't you, for a soul to walk and live with you? You believe with all your heart that curse will leave you. I curse that devil that's done this to this little girl. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you said, say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt. But believe that what you said shall come to pass, you can have what you said. I curse the enemy. Suck this little girl and done her in this way. May she start from this very hour to be made well. You doubt it. Believe it. She'll get well. God bless you. Are you believing? Real reverent. All right. Are you the next person? You believe me to be his servant? If I could heal you, I would. I cannot heal you. But God can heal you, for he's God. But if the Lord will reveal to me what your trouble is, then will you'll know then that I don't know you. And if I don't know you, and the Lord will reveal it, that'll show his presence. Now it's up on what faith that you have to believe for your healing. Something happened in the audience just now. Lost it somewhere. Someone right in this section here somewhere. I follow a light. How many seen the picture of it? Pillar of fire. They got it here. It left here and went out in the audience right along in there somewhere. Now just a moment. Now, don't doubt with the little girl, see, the little girl that you got there. You understand English? Or believe, the curse will leave her. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, you'll believe me to be his prophet or his servant?
That's fine. I think you're a lovely person. You have trouble with the liver, for one thing.
Yes, I do.
And that was caused from a fall that you had. And then you got trouble with your shoulder, with your back. And the little sinews in the lung down here was tore loose from an automobile accident. That's right, isn't it?
Yes,
that's right. This is how you can go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. God bless you. Don't worry. He knows who Simon Peter was. See? He knows all things. Do you believe that? You believe, sister? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal her and make her well in Jesus' name. Amen. Lisa, little boy? Our Heavenly Father, I pray for the child that you'll heal her. Grandson, let thy mercy come upon you and may the curse of the devil be taken away from Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Say it, I know you. Now get rid of that asthma. Or if you do, come here, let's pray. I didn't know you had that. But our Heavenly Father, this man has been good to me. Been my brother. Following the meetings around, I pray that you'll help him now. And cursed be the devil that's done this to my brother. May it clear up from him tonight and never bother him no more. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Our Heavenly Father, for our sister, I pray that you will heal her. May the prayer of this church, this great ransom church, sitting here many in number tonight, may God heal and make her well. Amen. Come. Brother, here is one, or both of you. Our Heaven, God be merciful to our brother and to our sister, and may the power of Almighty God come upon them. And make them well. May this be the hour of their deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Awful simple, but so powerful. Amen. God bless you. Come, sir. How long is the back bother?
About a year.
But you believe it's going to be over now, don't you?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may it leave, Father.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thanks.
Over. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal our brother and make him well. May he go from this night and be well while this great church of God prays for him. Amen. Bless you, brother. Hold that. Our Heavenly Father, as this young woman here stands afflicted by the enemy, may the power of Almighty God be upon her. May she be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, sister. Go believing, don't doubt. If you just not doubt, now we can pass 3 or 4 or 5, just praying for them, and the Heavenly Father knows that each one coming, just catch it. There it is. It'll reveal it. You know that, don't you? Here. You. You believe me to be a servant? I don't know you. God knows you. You believe that he can reveal to me something about you? Would it help you if I told you what was your trouble? Your trouble is in your throat. That's right. You believe God can tell me what kind of trouble it is? It's a cyst in your throat. Is that right? You believe God knows who you are? He does. Miss Brown? I need to go home and be well. Just have faith, that's all. See? Just believe. See, now look here. See how different the faith? Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal our sister and make her well in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, heal our brother and make him well in Jesus' name. Our Heavenly Father, I lay hands on brother and ask for his healing in Jesus' name. Grant it. How do you do, sister? Now, you must have faith now, because that arthritis is getting bad. But if you believe with all your heart, God will make you well. Do you believe it? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll help her and make her well. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Amen. Bless you, sister. Come believe in me. Oh, God. She needs a blood transfusion tonight. Take away this sugar. I pray that you'll help her tonight, and may she be healed in Jesus' name. God bless you, sister. Don't doubt. Brother Williams, I know you. God be merciful, Brother Williams. Our Heavenly Father, this precious man has been such a dear brother to me. I pray that you'll help him tonight, Lord. May your spirit be upon him.
Thank you.
And this fear that he had, may it pass from his mind. May he go and be made well. As I ask the blessings upon him and curse the devil that would make him feel. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Brother Ron. Heavenly Father, I pray for our sister that you'll heal her and make her well. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Have faith in God. All right, sir. Are you believing? With all your heart? Your sight?
Yes, sir.
I see you somewhere. Where's Brother Sherritt? Is John Sherritt here? Here's the man I saw in the vision today when he's in your car. This is the man. Your minister.
Yes, sir.
From Missouri.
Yes, sir.
Gone blind.
Yes, sir.
From sugar diabetes.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I saw you today, sir, on the front of Brother Sherritt's car when we were riding in. A man, a minister, and they told me about it. That's right. Now, let us pray for our brethren. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll make this man well. May the power of Almighty God curse this devil and may he go blind.
Lord Jesus.
May he get well from this night. May his sight come to you and he can see. In Jesus Christ's name. All right, my brother. You believe? The diabetes you've had, what's run that way, once you had diabetes, was prayed for, healed, come back on you, going into your sight, you believe with all your heart, it'll leave again, go see and preach the gospel in the name of the Lord. Do you believe with all your heart? Are you going to believe? Would there be a sinner here that doesn't know God, would like to come up and be prayed for now? A sinner who doesn't know God? How many in here is sick and hasn't got to the platform yet? How many, and you believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here? Oh, sure he's here. Do you want to be healed now? You want? Can you see now? He's walking by himself. When I see him in the vision, look at him going along there, a blind man walking along the sea. Let's say praise the Lord. That's fine. The sight coming to him. Now then, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's it. Now, amen. He's so long shaking hands with people. How wonderful. Now, do you believe that I'm telling you the truth about Jesus? Well, here's his own words. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Lay your hands on one another all the way around the building, everywhere. Right now, while his presence is here, up in the audience, all around the balconies and everywhere. Lay your hands on one another. If God can make a blind man see, if God knows the secrets of the heart, how much more does he know your condition being here? Lay your hands on one another. Don't pray for yourself. Pray for the next man you got your hands on. Our Heavenly Father, in the presence of Jesus Christ, the great mighty one, may the Holy Spirit come forth. Oh, Satan, you're defeated. Jesus Christ, rebuke me. Come out of these people now, enemy of the human race. May the God of heaven make everyone healed in Jesus' name. Praise him. Keep your hands in the... If you believe you're healed, stand on your feet. I don't care how crippled you are. Stand up. Believe him. Take him at his word. Stand up everywhere. Believe that Jesus Christ has made you well. Everyone accepts your healing. Stand up. Now raise your hands to him. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord God, the great Jehovah God, for his goodness.
Them all around. All right. Now, the Lord bless. Oh, my, that just sounds so good. Are you ready? Let's just stop for a minute with some of these people. Are we saying this one early? Yeah. I just feel so full of the Holy Spirit tonight. I just feel like bubbling over. Oh, I wish it would stay this way. May it never leave. You're believing. This is an act that anything can happen. Now, if I couldn't hear you and wouldn't do it, I'd be an awful person. But I cannot hear you. But if Jesus Christ, the Son of God, would have healed you, if you're sick, I don't know. But if he has healed you, and will come here and prove that he's standing here working through my flesh, do your best for you to believe that he sent this message, and he's here to confirm this message, and will do something here like he did the woman at the well. Would it make you believe him? Would it not shatter God then? If he knows what you have been, he surely knows what you will be. Now, this woman and I never seen each other, I suppose, in life. This is the first time I ever seen her. And she says that we are strangers, one to another. I say the same. That's right, we're strangers. All right, now, if Jesus Christ remains the same yesterday, today, and forever, then he'll act the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, go back to the beginning. What was the beginning? How he made the people know that he was Jesus Christ, the Messiah? He told the secrets of their heart. By that, they believed. Is that right? The woman at the well said, come, we know that when the Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things. Not the Messiah. Said, but who are you? Are you a prophet? He said, I'm he. She ran to the city and said, come see a man who told me about myself. Isn't this the very Messiah? And they believed. They had a revival after that when Philip went on there, because they were believers. If the Lord will tell me what's your trouble, then you'll believe it. To be his servant. Just a gift that he has. I couldn't do it unless you believe me. That's the reason I'm questioning. But it will help you. It will help you out. You see it, audience? I look at you. Here's the Bible. Here's a woman. Here's my hand. As far as I know, I've never seen her. I don't know her. She does the same. She don't know me. I don't know her no more just name. She knows. I don't know her name, of course not. But I just know she's a woman standing there. She might know that I'm Brother Branham, but being in the meeting. A real reverend. Now, is Jesus the same from the beginning now? Now, the Bible says he is. Is that right? Now, is he? Is the next thing. Now, if he is, he'll do the same. The trouble in your kidney. No wonder you didn't know me. You're from way away from here. You're not from Arizona, even. You're not from the United States. You're from Canada. Mrs. Clark, you can go back to Canada and be made well. Jesus Christ. Another thing, I've seen somebody else appear in the same country you're from, a sick friend in Canada you're praying for. You'll find them well if you believe. Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, or forever? Praise his holy name. We are strangers to one another. God knows both of us. I do not know you, and perhaps you don't know me no more than by name. But Christ does know you. You believe he is able to reveal to me what your trouble is? Would it help you to believe? They won't hear you, but it will help you to believe. All right. Now, if you know I don't know nothing about you, then God reveals that it has to come from some spiritual resource right here on this platform. Think of it, church.
Yes.
Surely you won't turn the alarm off. Now, I trust as a little buzzer. We just buzz in your heart the Holy Spirit now and say, be not afraid of God.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You had an operation. A garter. It wasn't too successful. The garter operation was all right, but you had a bad after effect. That's right. And the operation caused you to have some kind of after effect that settled in your stomach. You got stomach trouble. And you got something wrong with your arm. That is right. That's true. But you might know that I'll be his prophet, his servant. No more to be his prophet than his preacher or his teacher. I'm not ashamed of him. You think your husband's going to get well too? You think God can tell me what's the trouble out there? He's got an allergy. That's right. Go and take that little thing you got in your hand and put it in his pocket. An allergy won't bother you no more if you'll just believe it. It's time to be well. Or Jesus Christ makes you well. Well, what if I told you that the heart trouble left you sitting there if you just believe it? Do you believe it? Oh, you're falling all out. We are strangers to each other. I don't know you. God does know you. Do you believe God could reveal to me what your trouble is? Would it make you believe? You see, it's making me weak, but I just want to talk to you now. Something, what, in the church, somebody was healed, a great healing taking place somewhere. You might not do it right now, but you'll find God. You saw the light when it left and come back. She saw the light when it left and come back. It's like the sun right through the sun. You see that? All right, here you are. You are suffering. You've had an operation too, and it caused something wrong in the tissue. It's in between the doctor's kidney and the bladder, and the doctor's going to operate again. That's right. You believe you're going to be all right? You believe God knows who you are? This grave, you can go home and be well. This is Christ, thank you. Have faith in God. We have strangers in heaven, sir. I suppose our first time ever knew. But God knows both of us. You believe he's the same God that when Simon Peter came up before him, he knew him, told him all about you? Believe it's the same Jesus? Now you're suffering with an ulcer. Exactly. Besides that, you got someone you're praying for. It's a child, a daughter.
Amen.
You got some kind of knock.
Hallelujah, glory.
You're not from here either.
Hallelujah.
There's something strange about you. I've seen my friend, Mr. Norman.
Thank you.
But you're from Tucson. That's right. You bring Jesus Christ. What about those who healed you right there? Would you take my word for it? Go on your own and be made well. Jesus Christ healed you. Tommy, go eat. Jesus healed you well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You bring your back to my head, don't even know you're going to be well. Just go on and rejoice. Thank you, Jesus. You're ready with all your heart? If you're ready, what if I told you that he would come upstairs? Would you believe it? Go on your own rejoicing. Say thank you. Thank you much. That's what made that hectic ulcer condition in your stomach. I'll go eat your supper. Jesus Christ. All right. All right. You're nervous? Because you have fluttering in your heart. Go be well now. Go bring the Lord Jesus. Well, now, if you believe with all your heart, that doctor will leave you on here like that the next time. You'll be all right. Go believe with all your heart. If I told you that you're going to get well, would you believe it? If I told you, you want me to tell you what's wrong with you? Would it help you if I told you what was wrong with you? All right. You got hay fever. You got a tumor. Those you operated on for you. You're not from this country. You're from this state, but you're from Flagstaff. You got a boy up there. He's unsaved and sick. That's right. Your name is Mrs. Earl. Go back home and be well. And your name is Jesus Christ. Do you believe it?
Put your hands on them, and let's pray together. And believe that God's going to pour out the baptism of the Holy Ghost.